Now, this week, a team of Toronto University scientists have won the Igor I. Sikorsky competition by building a man-powered helicopter and flying their machine Atlas within a 10-metre by 10-metre box at the height of 3 metres for over a minute. If you haven't seen this in action yet, you can head to our website, thenakedscientist.com, to see a video of the record being made. But in the meantime, here's the quickfire science on the history of man-powered flight with Claudia Estathiou and Priya Crosby.
Leonardo da Vinci drew a blueprint for a man-powered helicopter in the 15th century, driven by men running around in a circle, although it was never built.
Bikes are a running theme through all subsequent attempts at man-powered flight, as they are one of the most efficient methods of utilising human power.
A lot of energy is needed to lift aircraft off the ground, and using the strong muscles in our legs is the best way to generate this power.
In 1923, W. Frederick Gerhardt from Ohio flew his cycle plane at an altitude of 2 feet for just over 6 metres. Gerhardt's machine had 7 wings stacked on top of each other and was 15 feet tall.
In 1959, British industrialist Henry Kramer offered a £5,000 prize for the first human-powered aircraft that could complete a figure-of-eight course over a mile.
Kramer later increased the prize money to £50,000 and opened the competition to applicants from overseas. Previously, it had only allowed British entries.
The prize was finally won in 1977 by American engineer Dr. Paul McCready with a machine named Gossamer Condor. The design was based on hang gliders with a bike unit suspended in the middle.
McCready also designed the first man-powered plane to cross the English Channel. On the 12th of June 1979, the Gossamer Albatross successfully made the 22.2-mile trip in 2 hours and 49 minutes.
Man-powered planes are easier to build than man-powered helicopters because you can increase their efficiency by lengthening the wing. This was more difficult on a helicopter because the blades have to move.
The man-powered helicopter, which managed to fly for over a minute this week, has 4 blades, each with a radius of over 10 metres. That's roughly the length of 3 Mini Coopers.
The whole helicopter is over 49 metres wide, but despite having such a large structure, the team used super light materials such as carbon fibre tubes and expanded polystyrene foam to ensure that the final helicopter weighed only 55 kilograms.
Claudia Estathiou and Priya Crosby with this week's Quickfire Science, which you can also download separately as its own podcast from our website, nakedscientists.com/quickfirescience.
Thanks, Hannah.